The two members of Katter's Australian Party, Robbie Katter and Shane Knuth, have handed a list of, I think it's 21 priorities to both Labor and the LNP. Member for Mount Isa, Robbie Katter, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Craig.
Is this now a moot point if Labor do go to the governor seeking to hold office?
Is this a moot point? You mean the discussions?
Yeah.
Our discussions?
Mm.
No, not at all. I mean, I think from the very start, even when Labor were more confident that they had a government in their own right, they were just as enthusiastic as the other side to speak with us, because I'm sure they've spoken to their federal colleagues, and we've certainly spoken to our federal member, who's also my father, and they understand that the relationship is just as vital 12 or 2 years into the parliament as it is right now, because whoever holds government will critically rely on the support of the crossbenchers, and maybe not on every vote, but there'll definitely be times when they critically rely on it. So,
and particularly if there is a by-election, if that is the end result of that seat at Ferny Grove.
Yeah. I mean, if it goes back to the LNP, they've got to keep their options open as much as we do at the moment. And, you know, I think the important point for us to make to all your listeners, Craig, is that we very deliberately exist as a separate party. We're not an extension of the LNP or the ALP. Very deliberately, and we have a very strong set of principles and values that we offer, and perhaps that's why we don't have 80 seats or 40 seats in Queensland, because we adhere to those very strongly. Otherwise, we may as well just go and join those other parties. And until we get significant buy-in from either side, it's really it's really meaningless us offering support just on the basis of we think they'll be good for governments, or that as much as I'd like to send that message.
Mm.
We have a series of principles that we believe primarily is about industry, development, jobs, and developmentalism in rural, and particularly in rural and regional areas. Unless there's some buy-in from either side, it's absolutely pointless us being in the room, because that's what we exist for, and that's what we're trying to push through this process. And unfortunately, we don't have that yet, so we're not in a position to sort of strongly come one way or the other.
Yeah, so at this stage, Robbie Katter, you're saying you haven't seen that buy-in, as you've termed it, from either Labor or the LNP, that they're not coming to the party and really meeting the, maybe not demands, but the priorities that you're setting out.
It's not that they're not coming to the party. That I acknowledge the difficulties they have. They've got to convince their party room that these are good things, and both sides have shown some real, some real positive attitudes towards some of the things, which, surprisingly, from both sides, that until, obviously, it's, any politician or party can make promises and commitments, but until you see that in a form that's going to give you some confidence that there'll be delivery on them, it's a bit meaningless trying to chase an agreement or some sort of consensus there from either side. So, until we reach that point, we're not in a good position to call one way or the other. And then, you start the discussion on what's going to deliver stable government, what happens under these scenarios. There's so many different scenarios that could end up, and there's legitimate claims from both sides to be a caretaker government. And fortunately, that's not all my decision. It's primarily rests with the governor. So, we could discuss that for the next hour.
Yeah, we could.
I'm probably not the best commentator to talk to you, but I do have some opinions on it.
It is quite mind-boggling, the scenario that could play out. Would you prefer to see a caretaker government in place until a by-election in Ferny Grove, or would you prefer to see a government hold office?
I'd prefer to see a government that you could securely say, a party take control now, that you could confidently say will remain the government after the Ferny Grove election. But unfortunately, none of us have a crystal ball, and we can sort of hypothesise till the cows come home. But I think everyone will agree that it's a poor outcome if Labor take control for 4 weeks and then it changes back again, or vice versa. And I don't think anyone can confidently say what the best scenario is if we're talking about security and stability. So, all the LNP supporters out there would say, we'll confidently say that it should be the remaining caretaker government, but all the ALP supporters would say, it could go, but it's been a Ferny Grove seat for three of the last four elections, Ferny Grove, so there's been ALP, so we're most likely to win it, so we should be the caretaker government. So,
Robbie Katter, it effectively leaves you on the fence at the moment in many respects if you are just joining the Queensland Country Hour. I know we have pulled you out of a meeting this afternoon, Mr. Katter, so it's probably nice to talk through some of the policy proposals and structural changes that you've put forward to both Labor and the LNP that really have to do with agriculture, if we could focus on that part of the economy and in rural and regional Queensland. Because you've got some very strong ideas from even the likes of statutory marketing, again, for sugar and milk. Why is that on your key list? Why do you see that as being critical?
They're just critical parts of who we are as people. We believe that workers have a right to fair pay. We believe farmers have a right to fair pay. Every farmer out there in Queensland deserves the right to have a reasonable income. And we seem to be... The whole system seems set up that we're happy for large corporates to take the bulk of the profits out of farming, and no one's willing to make a strong stand, and statutory marketing and arbitration were the only mechanisms we had in place that shifted the power back to the primary producer away from the large corporates. But for some reason, governments of both persuasions, Liberal and Labor, and you could argue Liberals have been worse than Labor in pursuing, you know, the free market ideology or removing those mechanisms, because it's just been the prevalent economic ideology that you learn at university or school now, and everyone's embraced it, but we don't agree with it, and that's why we exist as a separate party. We don't agree with those principles, and some people say it's backward and it won't work, but that's what we stand for, and we've been very clear on that from the start. And I'll argue very strongly that the existing policies simply don't work.
And Robbie Catter, I just want to cover off on a couple of others while I have you on the phone.
Yep.
Also in there, you're calling for full compensation for those cattle producers affected by bovine Yoni's disease, which is a critical issue and has been for many around the state. Do you really see that being a reality that either Labor or the LNP will come to the party on?
Well, you know, it's funny. It's so hard to envisage a lot of these things, but I think you'd be surprised about the level of meaningful discussions we're having and buy-in we're having from parties on a whole heap host of issues that I never thought they would. And we're not presenting things that we think are unreasonable, Craig, and that's probably one of the, you know, that's one example where we are pushing it for where, you know, it will take them to, they do have to dig in their pockets. But at the end of the day, we feel there's fair rationale there, that everything we're putting down there is fair to all the Queenslanders. So, you know, we're not asking for a grab bag to put gold paver our streets or put swimming pools in, you know, small rural towns. All we're asking for is a commitment to productive infrastructure, to those agricultural industries, those things that create jobs, create prosperity in the state, which, you know, we believe is the best outcome for people in Brisbane. Because if you don't have working industries and your farmers working and your small businesses in the towns working, your council, rural and regional councils working, none of us go any good. And, you know, the business in the city starts to crumble as well, and there's just been a lack of focus for that far too long. We don't believe the National Party's done their job for a long time. We're trying to bring a shift in policies back towards those old country party style values, and you know, here's our opportunity to do it. So you know, things like bovine yonies, yep, it may be a stretch, but let's see if we let's see where we end up, and we don't put them down there because we're just going to walk away from it. We're all very serious about those things, and I hope there is some serious buy-in from both parties.
Robbie Catter, I do appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Craig.